Torah begins in Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayomer Bi Adoni Yedom Renov Dechad Dovar Bozne Adoni Vayichayim Chab Ravdecha Ki Chamofa Ki Faro. So we have a meeting here of Yehuda and Yosef. And then, of course, the brothers meet, and Yosef reveals himself, as the Torah says on page 3, the Lo Yochel Yosef Lishapek. Yosef couldn't control himself anymore. He told everyone to leave the room, etc. So these two individuals, Yosef and Yehuda, Chazal in Mestachta Sota comments the following on page 4 of Yud Amud Beis. Vayaker Yehuda Vayomitzot Chomimeni. Right, we know in Parshas Vayeshev, Yehuda says, you know, they were about to kill Tamar. They thought she was Mizano, Tziyu V'Sisarev. And Yehuda said, no, it's Mimeni. I was the one, and don't. So he publicly, you know, saved her life by saying, you know, telling what the story was. That it was from him, the children, not from someone else. So the Gemara says like this: the Omar Rav Chanan bar Bizda Omar Rav Shimon Chasida Yosef Shekidesh Shem Shemayim B'Seisa Zacha V'Osifu Lo Os Achas Mishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yosef, he did a Kiddush Hashem privately. That was with the Eishes Potiphar, that he wasn't Mizana with Eishes Potiphar. That was a private Maisa. So he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seisar. So he was Zocha for the Oshei. That's why Pasuk says Eidus B'Hosef. He got an extra Hey to his name. Yehuda Shekide Shem Shemayim B'Farhesya, and Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Farhesya because he pronounced Sot Kamimeni. That was for me, I was the one. So he did a Kiddush Hashem that he didn't cause someone to get punished not rightfully. Zachov Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his whole name was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Yud, there's the Yud, the K, the Vav, and the K. So he did a professor, his whole name is... Right. So the Shem Yishmur asked the following question. If the Pshat in the Gemara is that since they both did something commendable, so they got something, so I understand that by Yosef, but by Yehuda, he had the name Yehuda from before. So what's going on? So the Shem Yishmuel, take a look on page 9. Says the Shem Yishmuel, on the last column, I didn't put an arrow there, but the last column, the first word on the line is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the fourth column of page 9. V'yesh l'havin, bishlom ha-yosef, v'tosfo lo ha-os, Acha Shekidei Shem Shemayim. Shem Mikor Haya Nikra Yosef Akach Yehosef. Aval Yehuda Haya Nikra Kach Be'olam. Yehuda was always called Yehuda. So says the Shem Yishmuel that you have to understand the Gemara in a little bit different way. It's not pshat that they did this, therefore they were Zocha. That's the Pasha pshat. He says no. Both of them had different mahus. In other words, their essence was different. Some people are more public people, and some people are more private people. Some people are more begoloi, and some people are more besesa. So what it means is that Yehuda was Mekedesh Shem Shemayim Besesa. That's why he was called Yehuda. Not that his name was changed. That's why he was always called Yehuda, because that was his mahus. He was more of a public, more of a goloi type of person. And Yosef, who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Betzina, his mahus was more of a seser type of person. And that's how he explains the Chazal. And he says that's pshat. We know that the Gemara says, the Medrash, says that the Esav is going to fall in the hands of Yosef. So you see, he writes over here in the next page, on page 10. Where the arrow is. Esav and Medrash Rabba, she Yosef who can neged Esav. He says, Yosef is connected to Esav. Well, what's the connection? Shehara shalohu b'matzpun. We know Esav represented Ra, but all his Ra, he always hid it. He always tried to project that he was a tzaddik, right, and asking Yitzchak all types of shailas. And Chazal compare him to the Chazir, because the Chazir, right, he tries to show that, right, he shows his split hooves, so his kosher simon, because to be kosher, right, it's split hooves and chew your cud, right? So chewing of the cud, that's a private thing. The split hooves, that's begoli. So Esav's always trying to show, put out his legs to show everyone that he's kosher, but really he was treif. Because he wasn't chewing the cud, he wasn't malagera. So his whole ra came from Iter. So the one who combats Esav is Yosef, because Yosef is the one that is the kedusha betzina, whereas Esav is the rishus, the rishus betzina. So, and and that's what the Medrash says here on page 8. Vayomer Haman, Vayomer Haman Belibo, Vayomer Esav Belibo. And always, all these people, it says Belibo, because internally they were Rishayim. And Yosef was Fakert. He has the Kedusha internally. And then he says it again on page 11 of the Shem Yishmuel, and he compares Yehuda and Yosef to Yontif and Shabbos. You know, Yontif is a mitzvah of simcha. Shabbos is no mitzvah of simcha, it's an oneg Shabbos. So he says oneg is internal. Simcha is outward manifestation of happiness. So he says, that's why he says in the Zohar that the Musaf of Shabbos is Keneged Yosef. Because Shabbos represents internal. That's what he writes here on page 11, second arrow. V'nira ne b'Shabbos ein mitzvah simcha, rak oneg. U'v'yontif yesh mitzvah simcha. V'yesh lo matam zemishim d'Shabbos hu yomah d'nishmasa. Shabbos is the day of the neshama. Vulagamri Panimius. It's totally Panimius. Kamahana Shama, she Nelama Batrachaguf. Okay, ein bo mitzvah simcha. Sha simcha hi his galus hanemar. So simcha, you feel happy inside, and you portray it externally. But Shabbos is the internal. And that's, so he says, that's why he says that there's certain tzaddikim that are b'china of yantif, and certain tzaddikim are the b'china of Shabbos. And that's what he says on the other page, that the people of b'china of yantif can bring the hashpah of Shabbos milamala lamata, and the other people can bring mata lamala. But that's the two types of tzaddikim. The tzaddik who's, he writes on page 11, the fourth column. First word in line is Tav Kuf Hei Zayi, Tikkun Hei Zohar. Sheyesh Tzaddikim Hei Mechinas Shabbos, Sheyesh Mechinas Yontif. There's different people have, some are more introverted, some are more extroverted. And then so there's the Mechina of Yehuda, that is Mekadesh Hei Shamayim Befarhesya, and the Mechina of Yosef, that... is a bitzina. And that reminded me of the Meshach Chochma. Because the Meshach Chochma, and that's what he writes here on page 13 of the third column, Nira Dine Yadua, Besfar Makdoshim, where she Yosef who Bechina Shabbos. That Yosef was a Bechina Shabbos, because Shabbos is basically a time for inner introspection. That's why the Meshach Chochma writes on page 14 that there are two types of mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. On page 14, the Meshach Chochma says, "Da, the Bigdas Ha'eloki Yesh Mitzvos Hamakashim Yisrael Lavim Sheba Shemayim." There's some mitzvahs that tie us up with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and some like Tzitzis, Tefillin, Mezuzah, that is our relationship with God, and there's some mitzvahs that tie us up with mankind. For example, Gemilas Chasadim, Trumas, and Maestras, you're giving tzedakah, so you're making a kesher with man. And he says that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is basically solitary. It's, you know, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. Right? It's not, you know, that's the idea. We can't carry, and we can't go, you know, we can't go out too far. It's more about being home, emuna, things like that. In America, things change, I don't know. But that's what Shabbos is really. And Yom Tov is when we're all gathering together. We can carry the Tzorach Yom Tov, we go visit people, we go Aliyah L'Regel together. It's a whole different thing. So Shabbos is about man and God. Yom Tov is about. So that's why the Shem Shmuel says that Shabbos, that Yosef is Bechinas Shabbos and. And Yehuda is Mechinas Yantif. So, and you know, and that's why it says in Vayigesh Vayilaked Yosef is Kol HaKesef, the Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Av Shalom of Kosev on page 17 writes that Kesef, you know. Kesef means money, but Kesef also has Lashon Kisufim, the desires. In other words, we know that the point, I heard from the Novominsky once, and it's brought down that the point of Mitzrayim is to be Mala, all the Tumah in Mitzrayim, to try to imbue it with Kedusha. All the Nitzotzos of Kedusha to be Mala. So Yosef was Mala, the Kisufim. Kisufim, a person's inner desires, so he tried to bring it up that we should have proper inner desires, because Yosef was the one who deals with the pnimius, with the seser, and part of the seser is what are you really feeling inside, what are you desiring, what are you, and vayilaki Yosef kol kesef means kesef loshen kisufa heshatzadik Yosef amalaki as kol kisufa machukos and mitzayim b'bal tshuva nikra eres mitzayim shub So this is the idea that Yehuda and Yosef are coming together, the two different types, the Goloi and the Seser. And you meet in life, there are people that are very, you know, introverted, there are people who are extroverted, the people, more Goloi people, more Seser people, and everyone is different. But I think there's an idea that in every individual there has to be a certain balance of both, of Seser and Goloi. And it's a word I always like to say over that I saw from the Munkacher, on the Pasuk of Nitzavim. Hanistoros l'Hashem Elokeinu, v'haniglos lanu l'vaneinu ad olam. So in the Sefer, there's a Sefer called Divrei Torah. Interesting name for a Sefer. Divrei Torah. And it's a fascinating Sefer by the Munkacher Rebbe. On page 20. And he says like this. He's saying it in the name of somebody. K'mar shemanu b'shem HaKadosh b'shem Shlomo. Nistarash says like this. Misha oved HaShem Yisparach v'derech Nistar v'atzneh Machas hu Maila. Whereas if a person serves HaShem and he's a Nistar, that's a good thing. He's not trying to flaunt. So it's a proper thing. But on the other hand, it's Hashem Elokeinu. It's only for God. But who's going to learn from him? If no one is going to know anything about your good deeds, so it's not like you do some good deeds, so you have to flaunt it and write about it to everyone and tell everyone how great you are. No, you're supposed to be tznius, but stay alechus. On the other hand, if you totally hide everything in life, then you're not going to be able to set an example for your children and your other people. So hanistoros, which is good, Hashem will know. Hashem will know about it. For hanigos, but if you let in a little bit, then lanu ulavaneinu adolam. Then you could teach other people, and you. So that's this idea that the goloi and the seiser have to come together. You have to have some goloi and some seiser, And in other words, you have to have a little bit of the Bechina of Yehuda and a little bit of the Bechina of Yosef and put them together. That's why he says over here, a pshat on page 22 from the Arizal. This is the Kasha. The Arizal is bothered by the Kasha. Why do we have to daven and articulate the words? Why not meditation? Just Hashem knows what I'm thinking. So why do I have to say the words? So he says, Pshat, Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, that the praise of Hashem, I have to say it out. Why? Vivorech Obos Hashem Kod Sholo Olam V'Ed. Because I want everyone else to know about it also. So I can't just think about it. I have to speak about it a little bit loud so other people could hear. And that's, I think, an important lesson. For some people, everything is about image. Everything is about letting other people know how great you are and this. And that's not a good thing. And some people are totally distant, and we don't know anything about them, and we can't learn from them. So we need that balance of the Yehuda and the Yosef, of the Shabbos and the Yontif, of Hanistaros for Haniglos. And that, what brings us to this diagram. And again, some people are more to the Yosef side of things, and some people are more to the Yehuda thing. And even Yehuda, when he's doing it begoloi, he also, you know, as a person could do begoloi and also, you know, try to minimize. Like the famous Sefer Achinach says that why was it that there was a Eish on the Mizbeach? Always, why? Because Hashem every day brought down an Eish min HaShemayim. But if there wouldn't have been Eish HaMizbeach, you would see the miracle so obvious that there's no Eish and now there's an Eish. So Hashem wanted to do a miracle, the Goloi, but to hide it a little bit, not to be totally flaunting, you know, flaunt everything. So you should see the miracle and learn from the miracle, but it should be couched a little bit. Same thing he says by Kriyas Yamsuf. That why was the winds going by Kriyas Yamsuf? Hashem could have just split the sea without the winds. And then the answer is because he wanted to hide it a little bit, so it should look a little bit b'derech hateva, even though it was a nes. So Hashem himself employs these two the Seser with the Goli together. And I think that's always an important balance, not to go too much to either degree, and know when to do the Bechina of Yehuda and when to do the Bechina of Yosef. Because a person needs to be a Begola a little bit, but then if you, some people, the whole thing is Begola. That's what, you know, all concept of, you know, in the society today, it's all, you know, all about marketing and selling and you know, so it's all about image and nothing about the Tochen HaPnimi, nothing about Tznius and this. So you need a lot of Tznius, but you need sometimes to open up to show the you know, what you're doing so other people could see and learn. But if you're flawed, even Yehuda was not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing the Nisim Gluyim. But like the Sefer HaChinuch says, even when he does the Nisim Gluyim, he hides it. He puts an Eish on the Mizbeach so you can't see the Eish Min HaShemayim. He makes the winds go during Kriyas Yamsuf so you can't see that it's a total miracle. It's camouflaged a little bit, but yet it's open also. So that's the two Bechinas that we always have to have the correct balance of the Yehuda and Yosef, HaGolei v'HaSeser, b'Avodas Hashem.
Should I give you later?